Well, my next guest has watched the Supreme Court rulings with great interest. He is an attorney, David Coleman, senior counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center. David, we talked about this a bit yesterday after the rulings came down. We'll let the one for businesses go because that seems to have... That seems to have taken care of itself. My real question is the Supreme Court upholding the mandate for health care facilities, clinics and hospitals and such, that I think, based on the conversation I've had with presidents and administrators in small health care facilities, this is going to be devastating to them, potentially put hundreds out of business in the next 6 months. What do you make of it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Steve. And, you know, you really can't understand these two decisions because they seem to come down with two different decisions on the same issue, which is dealing with vaccines. But you have to understand the underlying issue was, from the court's point of view, was did Congress give authority to the agencies to do what they were trying to do? Under the OSHA case, the court said, no, Congress did not give you the authority, so you that vax mandate is improper, and they've struck it down. On the HHS mandate, though, they said, well, this is different. These are entities that are getting federal funding. They're getting dollars. And, of course, we all know the Hillsdale College argument about, hey, if you get the federal dollars, the strings come with it. It's the same kind of argument here. And there's a different rule that Congress, that they claimed Congress gave them authority to do vaccine mandates for healthcare employers. So that's the difference here is, on the one, they said, nope, no authority, so OSHA, that rule fails. On the HHS, they said, oh, they have authority, and so therefore they can do the rule. It's that simple.
Yeah, well, based on that, I said this in the first hour, if you get money from the government, therefore you're subjected to the government's rules, you got a check from the government at some point, didn't you, David? I know I did different times. So what, are you subjected, based on that logic, to the rule of the government, whatever they tell you? Dance a jig, we'll tell you how to dance, how fast, how slow. That's the logic laid out.
Right, and that's unfortunately how the federal government and frankly state government is starting to act, as if you get a dollar of some kind of state or federal money, we can tell you what to do and how to live your life. They just keep taking more and more and more power. And so I don't agree with that, but that's their rationale. You know, it's interesting, too, if you read Gorsuch's concurrence in the first case, the OSHA case, he talks about the major question doctrine. And that deals with whether or not an issue is of such importance, should it be decided by the legislature or can it be delegated to an agency on more minor matters to fill in the details? And they said using the major question doctrine, there's no doubt that the OSHA law rule failed. But I think using that doctrine, I don't understand why Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Roberts didn't use the same logic to say the HHS mandate should fail. Gorsuch made it clear. Elected representatives in Congress and state legislature should be deciding these major issues of vast importance to all of us, not unelected bureaucrats in agencies. And Gorsuch's concurrence is a really, really well-reasoned, well-thought-out.
Disappointing. Gorsuch has acquitted himself well on most topics since being appointed to the court. Clearly the best of the three from Donald Trump, in my estimation. I'd take three more of him right now. I'd take four more Samuel Alito's and five more Clarence Thomas's, but that's just me. How big of a disappointment is Brett Kavanaugh at this point to you, to other conservatives?
Well, it's very disappointing with this HHS decision. As Justice Thomas and Justice Alito both point out in their dissents in the HHS case, there is no clear mandate of or delegation of authority from Congress on this vaccine issue on the Medicare and Medicaid funding employers. So it's not clear. Alito refers to it as a hodgepodge of other statutes and other regulations that they try to cobble together and to come up with this authority for the agency. They're very clear. So the fact that Kavanaugh did not agree with Thomas and Alito and Gorsuch is very, very troubling.
Yeah, because it shows that he just might be one of those closet liberals that we get stuck with on occasion. I mean, there were other choices that were very clear conservatives that could have been chosen by Donald Trump when he was there. He was pushed right to take Kavanaugh. What a huge mistake this is turning out to be.
Yeah. Well, and Steve, let me point out one silver lining in the HHS case. That rule under the Medicare and Medicaid funding does require employers to provide religious and medical exemptions that employees can apply for those exemptions. They have to offer the exemptions. Under the OSHA rules, the employers would not have been required to offer those exemptions. So that's a silver lining that if you're an employee working for a hospital or healthcare organization, you should today be filing a request for an exemption if you have a religious objection or a medical condition, because even under the HHS ruling yesterday, you can still avoid being forced to have the vaccine.
Yeah, who gets to decide that your religious exemption passes muster? Right. I have a religious exemption.
And so you're going to see a lot more litigation, Steve, because you're going to see all kinds of employees if they deny exemption requests, and Great Lakes Justice Center will be right there fighting for these employees. We're going to take these cases on because the Supreme Court, in that decision, made it clear those exemptions are viable and should be honored.
All right. David Coleman, I appreciate your clear analysis of what we're looking at here. We'll see what's going to happen. I think it's a very dark day for healthcare in America. We'll see how this all plays out. Yeah. Thank you for being here, as always, my friend.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be with you.
There you have it. David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center. I think it's a dark day for healthcare in America. The worst day, potentially. The fast track to a single payer system. Dangerous. Very dangerous. We'll be back after this.